Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. Plan equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Indiana Home Line arrives. The dusty one, the bullwhip, the chapeau, the bag full of tricks. That is...
Indiana, archaeologists have found the missing link in the development of alphabetic writing. What can you tell us?
Yes, this is very exciting, very small discovery, but of huge significance in a place called Tel Lachish, which is right near the Israeli location of the same name. It's the oldest artifact of its kind found in the region, and it could just help explain how the writing system reached the Levant from Egypt. This is a 3,500-year-old alphabetic inscription that was found by the archaeologists who have not yet discovered exactly how to read it, left to right to left, up to down. But they have been able to discover some Hebrew words and other things that they believe are on the chart. It's the, as I said, the oldest in the region with alphabetic text, and it's maybe the link in explaining how alphabet writing in the southern Levant, the system that is the base for most of our alphabetic scripts, can be traced to. And it was, it's about 40 millimeters by 35 millimeters, which is very small. And it came from a milk bowl that originated in Cyprus, according to the experts. And the shard was found during this excavation by an Austrian team. And there were previous artifacts found in this location 2 years ago. The inscription helps to contextualize the spread of the early alphabet, and it developed both independently and before the Egyptian domination of the region, which is one of the critical factors. The Tel Lachish site is one of the most important Bronze Age and Iron Age sites that we've discussed many other sites in the southern Levant, and it and that excavation will now continue. Hopefully more will be found.
So, Indiana, you're saying that they've now found something that makes it clear that the alphabet was developing throughout the region, that there's no one author. Is that it? Is that what
that
we're doing?
That may well be, or that it transfers the other way, not Egypt to them, but from them to Egypt.
Wow. Because we all were obliged, Indiana, to memorize that the Phoenician alphabet is what we're dealing with. I mean,
in essence,
that's 100 years.
And people should look at the site and get a picture, get a view of what the you can see it on the internet, different locations. You can find the actual picture of the shard and see the letters and why it's so difficult to decipher it.
Now we go to a city near Luxor. They weren't looking for a city that they were searching for, a city that had something to do with Amenhotep, the very famous and very powerful pharaoh. This is the 18th dynasty. And they dug a little further and they came up with what I'm looking at, Indiana, is the skeleton of a dead horse. What else am I looking at?
Yeah, that is not representative of the site. They were actually searching for the mortuary temple of King Tutankhamun, whom everybody knows. And then they found mud brick formations, and eventually turned out to be a preserved city because of the climate. Everything completely preserved, the city walls, even rooms with utensils. They found wine vessels, rings, scarabs, colored pottery, spinning and weaving tools, some mud bricks, which had the king Amenhotep's the III's name insignia on some of them. It's located between the temple of King Ramesses III and the Colossae of Amenhotep III on the west bank of the Nile in Luxor, which is, everybody knows, is where the pyramids are located. And it was continued to be used by Tutankhamun's grandson and then by his successor, King I. So this is a really remarkable development. Only part of it has been completely uncovered so far. And it was from the golden era of ancient Egypt of the 18th dynasty. So this is a 3,000-year-old city that will tell us so much about what life was like during that period.
Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, taking up his bullwhip and his chapeau, clearing the dust clouds, out for adventures. Thaddeus McCullough, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. Plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.